Hi, I'm Adam Alec, Editor-in-Chief of Auto Service World, Cars Magazine, Jobber News, and EV World. Next up in our series of interviews with automakers at this year's Canadian International Auto Show in Toronto is Alexa Desjardins, Vehicle Line Manager for BEV and Commercial Vehicles at Ford Motor Company of Canada. She dives into what Ford is offering, how they're alleviating consumer concerns, improving range, improving charging experience, education, and more. Here's our conversation.
So okay, just how what Ford is doing to address concerns that consumers may have about electrification, you know, range anxiety. You hear a lot of talk about battery concerns. So what is Ford's, what is Ford doing in that area to help?
Thank you for your question. Nice meeting you. Our top priority is to be one of the best players in the EV industry. And we understand what our customers are concerned about in terms of electric vehicles. And so if we take range, for example, so we're always working on our product to improve range. And so our engineers are so focused on driving every single kilometer of range that we can get in our vehicles. And we give it to our owners. It's not just in the new products. We give it through over-the-air updates as soon as there are updates. So for example, we just came out with a new preconditioning update for the customers. So when you map out your route on our Ford Blue Oval network in the vehicle, so I'm taking Mach-E for example, the vehicle will know where you need to charge. And before going to DC fast charger, it will precondition the vehicle for you 20 miles, so around 30 kilometers before, to ensure that the battery is optimally taking in range and maximizing its range. And so for customers, that's absolutely amazing. And so that's range. We're always working to improve our range, but also educating the customer, right? Because customers think they drive a lot more than they actually do. And the day-to-day of having an EV, like I drive an EV myself. I drive the Mach-E. Oh, yeah. And it's incredible. I don't need to charge it for almost a week before I go to the office. Yeah. But a lot of customers before entering the EV market are really concerned about range, right?
They're thinking about that. One couple times a trip a year, they go up north or to Montreal,
exactly.
Whatever. That's what I'm concerned about. Yeah, because they're not generally thinking with just day-to-day lifestyle.
Exactly.
And that seems to be a challenge in getting that message out there. Think about your daily use.
Exactly.
Of an electric vehicle.
Yeah, so daily use, but even like the longer trips with the Blue Oval charging network, you can map out your route efficiently and ensure that you know where to charge next so that you're never out of charge, right? And we have the biggest charging network in North America, over 11,000 plugs. And now we just made a deal with Tesla where we're going to unlock 15,000 superchargers in the spring for our customers. And so we're always looking at the next, at improving our customer experience from a charging perspective. Mm-hmm.
A lot of complaints I hear, but is that, we're being rushed into this. It's being pushed on consumers, How do you, through what you're offering, help alleviate those concerns?
So I would encourage anyone that is on the fence about an EV to go and try one, test drive the vehicle, because it is life-changing. Some studies show that vehicles that get in EVs, 95% of them will never go back to a gas vehicle. And so once you drive it and you understand what your day-to-day is, because it is a change in how you think about charging, range, what your next stop is. But once you understand that through education, it is such a great experience. So it's really having customers try the vehicle.
Repair for vehicles seems to be an issue. Lack of technicians, lack of education, lack of, people who can do the work. That's also another concern people generally have is that, okay, if something goes wrong with my car, what's the wait time? What's the repair time like on that? We have Hertz pull out of having electric vehicles because of the repair cost. What can, from your perspective, from Ford's perspective, how are you, what's your plan, I guess, to tackle those type of concerns?
Yeah. So at Ford, we have one of the biggest dealer network. It's one of our key assets. And our dealers are really bought in the Model E EV sphere. With that, comes with a lot of training, especially for technician, very specialized training equipment to ensure that we're able to service our customers with EVs.
What are your thoughts on government incentives? We have BC, we have Quebec, they lead the country in EV adoption because tied to those provincial
ZEV mandates. Yeah.
Ontario does not, Manitoba, BC, Alberta, don't have incentives, East Coast. How do you see that as a barrier to EV adoption? Okay. How can that be? It was as simple as flipping the switch and all of a sudden we'll see more adoption. What's your take on that?
I think government incentives are key to drive adoptions and change or pique customers' interest in potentially adopting an EV. And so the federal government offers an ISEV rebate throughout the country. And then provinces such as Quebec and BC do have an even bigger incentive to drive customers towards EVs. And I think that's key for adoption. That and more investment into the public charging network, I think will, and more education about the EV benefits will really drive more adoptions.
And then you kind of answered my next question, but Zacy, what are the next biggest hurdles, I guess, in the way of EV adoption?
I think public charging, an increase in investment in public charging will really drive more adoption. I think that's the main concern for the Canadian customer is where they get their next charge if they're on a big road trip, even if they do it once a year. And they don't want this to take hours, right? And so we need a very robust DC fast charger. And Ford is doing its part by really connecting the Blue Oval charging network throughout North America and with the new Tesla superchargers.
Would you say that's perhaps Ford, every other automaker's biggest challenge is getting those charging stations set up? Or do you foresee other challenges, supply chain, production, whatever it may be? What may be in the way of challenges that Ford is currently trying to overcome in terms of electrification?
I mean, it's such a dynamic industry, right? And so we're always trying to balance production with customer demand and making it the most cost-efficient way and managing growth and profitability. And so that is definitely a challenge, but one that we're really committed to as Ford's key priorities to build an enduring EV business. And so we're really excited about the future. I think our customers, once they start driving our vehicles, they're going to absolutely love it. We saw growth of 30% last year on our EV sales. And so we're confident that our customers are going to start seeing the value.
Nice segue to my next question is, so how do you see EV adoption trending? You mentioned 30% last year.
Yes.
What do you see? What do your predictions tell you for the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
I don't have those numbers, but we really see the industry growing. I mean, there's government mandates, right, that are that will force the industry to move in a certain way. And we're ready for it. We have the most amazing first generation vehicles. We're working on our next generation. I think the future is really exciting.
That was going to be my last question, but I have one more then for you after saying that. You mentioned government incentives, but you guys are ready. What is drive? Is it Ford seeing that, you know, EVs are good business for the future, or is it government mandates are kind of making you move in that direction to that?
I mean, we've been one of the first automakers, OEMs, to be fully invested in EVs. And it's been our priority for the last, 2 years, 3 years since the Ford Plus plan has come to light. But our Mach-E, we launched it in 2021, one of the first vehicles to truly answer Tesla on the mass market. And we're committed to it. We're really excited about the future.
Thanks again for tuning into this episode of Auto Service World Conversations. I'm Adam Malik, and we'll talk to you next time.